Last Sunday we prayed, Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. In the ancient church, the celebration of the Epiphany, of the revealing of Jesus as the Son of God, was centered on three events. The first was the visit of the wise men, the Magi, and the presentation of their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The second was the baptism of Jesus. The third was the wedding of Cana, where Jesus performed his first miracle. In the baptism of Jesus, he willingly placed himself under the law, so to fulfill the law on our behalf, we see all three persons of the Trinity. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." All four gospel accounts speak of the Trinity, of the Spirit resting on Jesus, of the voice of the Father. The three persons of the triune God are in agreement. The salvation of all people is in accordance with God's will. May our Lord grant that we hear the voice of the Father, who accepts the sacrifice of his Son for our redemption from sin and death. Amen.